Check, check, check.
Check, check, check. Check, check, check.
There you go. Yeah,
one, two.
Might have to be a little louder on it, but...
You want me to be louder? Okay.
What the fuck is that for?
What?
What?
Wow. The nerve.
Ready to start?
Hey everybody, welcome to a Patreon bonus episode.
AKA the JJSPB.
How is everyone?
Leave space for him to answer.
Just the worst.
Like an episode of Dora the Explorer.
Oh, God. So yeah, we have just wrapped up shows in Birmingham, and now we are awaiting... our departure from this Airbnb. You know, I leave very early in the morning. Logan is going to leave pretty early as well because he's going to be driving.
I got to drive back, yeah.
And
talk a little louder, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And, and yeah, we wanted to check in with you. You know, we had a pretty great weekend.
It was fun.
Very delicious.
We can't talk any more about it. There will be a whole episode that you maybe already heard.
That you may have already heard. But looking back at the week leading up to this weekend, I guess, I feel like I was going through a whirlwind, you know? It's like Sally is in Australia.
Oh, is she? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so Sally's in Australia, and Chance is at daycare, and so I was pretty much by myself day after day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I did things like went to see Madame Web, treat myself to, you know, a movie.
Yeah, a great movie.
And I don't know. I'm looking forward to next week, because this next week coming up, I will also, once again, be... alone in the apartment, because I am, you know, getting back from these shows, going to work, and then I have some more shows in Grand Rapids, and so it's going to be another bit of a whirlwind, because I have so many shows in between during the week this time. I didn't have that many last week that were in New York, and I'm just trying to figure out a sort of pace to things.
Like a lot of cellar spots and...
A lot of New York Comedy Club spots and a lot of indie show spots.
Okay.
So very, very excited about those, but also a little bit worried that I won't sleep.
That's where I'm at. 'Cause I got to drive 14 hours back to Iowa tomorrow. And then I got early ass rehearsals for the play. As a reminder, I run a high school theater department. We're in play season. And then I sub the next day, and then another morning rehearsal, and then another one, and then my last speech competition, because that's the other program I run. That's why I can't join you in Grand Rapids. I got a kid going to state speech on that. But I'm kind of in the same boat that you bring it up. I'm also kind of dreading the sleepiness I'm going to have. And I was already kind of overwhelmed last week a little bit, so I need to get my brain right as well.
Yeah. I mean, are you thinking that things are going to be different when all of this stuff is over?
I mean, I won't be juggling, you know, that with, you know, stand up and podcasts and stuff. So, I mean, it'll definitely be helpful. But like, right after the play is done, that's when we're in Austin and Buffalo. Like, then it's like three straight weeks of like traveling. So that's going to be its own kind of stress, you know. Even though it's going to be going to fun places and doing shows, it is still like, it's a lot when you're like away from home that much, you know?
Now, do you then think that you being on the road for long stints changes how you feel about home?
Doesn't make me feel a different amount. I mean, it makes me miss it. It makes me miss like just that, you know, that day-to-day normalcy. Like that's where I really get when I'm away from home for a while. It's more just like I just miss my own space. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just being able to like just be. I mean, honestly, just be at home. You know, very grateful to be obviously out doing shows and traveling and stuff like that. It's very great, but you do just like, so it doesn't make me like feel different about home. It just kind of like gets to a point where I'm like, I wish I was there, you know, a little bit, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, you know, like sometimes I'll take a trip, or Sally and I will take a trip, and whether it's for stand-up or it's just a straight-up vacation, we'll be away from home for so long that it almost recontextualizes it for me. Because there's something about being at home when you just are in New York and you're doing spots that can become very grueling and repetitive and everything. But I think you get a real appreciation for it. I'm not saying anything new here, but like I think you get a real appreciation for it when you're just not there, getting time to miss it, like you said before.
Yeah.
But I think that I get a lot of energy out of being back in New York when I have been gone for a long time, because I think that the energy there can feel crushing sometimes.
Oh, especially in a city like that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, even though I think that for me it won't be as much time away in a weird way, because I think I will be popping back over to New York a little bit in between. Like with you, you're just gonna stay out.
But just on the road for like 3 straight weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, I will be popping back in New York as much as I can, even to the point of like having to take some extra travel that is a little bit inconvenient.
Yeah.
Just to be at work.
Oh, true. Yeah, for work. And yeah. Like that. Yeah. No, yeah, I don't know, because depends how long I'm in Austin for, but like I may have to go from Austin to Buffalo and then probably going from Buffalo to California when we do that run in April. So we'll see. I will be happy to be done with like the play stuff and all that. Like that's always, you know, it's a relief. It's just a lot. It's a lot to do.
Sure.
It's a lot of shit you got to run, you know. Yeah, I'm still deciding to. I mean, this is probably going to be my last time doing it, you know, which is like bittersweet in itself too, you know. But
yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like mine's kind of the opposite, like you said, like the energy of like New York for me, then it's like I mean, it's the same idea of like it recontextualizes the energy of Iowa, but it's the total opposite of like, oh, this is just chill.
Sure, you know, sure.
Get to just be in our house, you know, and things are pretty quiet, shit like that. So,
yeah, that makes sense. I'm with you.
What?
I don't know what I want more in life. I think I will always want to live in a city, because the peace that's brought on by living in either a more rural area or an actual secluded area, I feel like I only enjoy that peace for small periods of time. So like I'm just such the opposite of friends that I've had that have moved at, like there are friends I've had that have lived in some of the places I'm living now, whether they're Chicago friends or New York friends or even in Louisiana, but wanted to go to, you know, big cities that love so much the feeling of a sort of cozy, homey seclusion that I think I can only do well in for a couple weeks. And then that's the time that I read. That's the time that I think up new ideas, like in a big way. Like, you know, usually Sally and I will go somewhere towards the end of the year, and that's when I get a lot of my big ideas for the next year. And I think it's really important to do, but I think after maybe 3 weeks I'd lose it. Like I think it's something that I find is great, and is great for resetting yourself in a good mental space and working stuff out just inside yourself. But
right.
Then after like the third week, I think I'd be like, I cannot do this anymore. Like I don't even know what I need, but I need what places like Chicago and New York give me.
Yeah.
Even if it's just the possibility of running into an interesting stranger, right?
Or that's where you and I differ. I don't.
I mean,
that never crossed my mind. Of like, I sure would love to meet a problem today,
or the possibility of like stumbling upon, like there was a. I have to look it up again because I came across it and then lost track of it and everything. But there was a I think, a poster museum that was just...
Just posters?
And I just turned a corner, and it was closed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just walking from this gelato place to the cellar, which is like a very long walk. It's like a mile and a half walk or something. But at one of the lights, I was crossing, and I just happened to see this door that I don't know why I even noticed it. And it was saying the hours for this little museum. And it's a tiny museum, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's so cool. I want to go back there. And yeah, I'm like, you just stumbled upon a whole thing, you know? And I think that stuff like that is so fascinating,
mm-hmm,
that you can just, your day can go any which way just based off of a walk in a place like right. New York. That being said, I want to travel more. But yeah, I just don't know how long I could be in a truly secluded place.
No, I get it. I mean, and you know, I don't live in a secluded place, you know, but it is definitely more rural. Like I wish I lived in a city, you know. I was wanting to live in New York, and then that kind of just last couple of years, you know, life took me a different way. You know, I wish I had got to do that, and I wish, you know, I'd live somewhere a little bigger now, but I have come to really appreciate where we live. And like the, you know, the kind of calm that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do great taking vacations to like secluded areas.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdly, like when it's a designed seclusion, I go crazy. But like just living in a, you know, more rural area where like it's just kind of mellow, that's like a better, like it's a better like just running speed for me. But anytime I've taken a trip to like, I'm going to go here and it's going to just be me and I'm going to just worry about myself, like I always lose my fucking mind and I leave early.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Once, when it's a thing I'm like imposing on myself,
yeah,
it just does not go well for me mentally.
Yeah. Wow. Hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Now, do you think that if you, you know, let's say someone threw a dart at a...
Me?
At a...
Ouch.
A map.
Yeah.
And it landed somewhere. Do you think you could be happy in most places?
Define like happy.
Like you... You have to move wherever this dart lands, and the dart lands in, like, you know, Mexico City, New Mexico, or, I mean, not
Mexico City, New Mexico. Interesting.
Mexico City, Mexico, or, you know, like Tucson, Arizona, or, you know, like, mm-hmm, like if it landed on any random place, do you think you could make yourself happy anywhere?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if I could.
I used to think that I could. I used to, like, truly, when I lived in Louisiana, yeah, I thought that no matter where I lived, I could make myself happy because of, like, my outlook and my sort of thought processes of things. Then when I moved to Chicago, I was even more sure. I was like, man, you know, I picked Chicago on a whim.
Yeah.
And I worked towards being able to move there. But the actual decision, once I made it, I didn't veer off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, I thought even more so because of how happy I was in Chicago, I think I could really be happy anywhere. And then, you know, as I got older, and especially when I moved to New York, I was like, no, maybe I've just been lucky, because I feel like I very much feel like I made the best out of living in Louisiana when I did, because I wasn't enjoying it.
Right.
I didn't like it. Like, if, mm-hmm, and you could have asked me any given day and I would have given you a straight answer of like, no, I'd like to try somewhere else, and I had never even been anywhere else.
Right.
You know, my first time on a plane was when I moved to Chicago.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that I, in retrospect, did luck out and was able to make the best of being in Alexandria, was able to make the best of being in Shreveport, was then able to actually find a place that I happened to enjoy and got very lucky in Chicago. And now I do love living in New York, even though I'm not as infatuated with it as other people. I do have great times there and enjoy my life there. But being in LA for a little bit, especially early on, like 2017,
mm-hmm.
20, you know, like maybe 2016 I went, but like 2017 being in LA,
yeah,
I was like, ah, no, I can't be happy anywhere. Like, like if I had moved to LA instead of New York, I think it would have been miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd still try to make the best of everything. I think I'd still be myself. But
you got to drive in LA, too. That's a
you have to drive, which is the biggest pain point for me.
Yeah.
But also, I think that there's something about, like, I don't really take things too personally, but I also don't forget things.
Yeah.
And I think I would have a hard time in a place where it's very hard to forget how people treated you.
Yeah.
So even when I'm at parties.
And it's a commodity too.
Yeah.
How you treat people, how others treated you, that depends on, like, you know, especially in, you know, entertainment industry stuff.
So I don't know. Cause I still think about, not in an obsessive way, but I've been to parties that remind me of other parties I went to that were almost like work parties.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they were maybe Emmy parties, or maybe they were,
right.
You know, something to do with like a holiday party for a certain company or something. And you just remember, or you see someone from years ago and you're like, yeah, this person like was so rude to me. And I don't think about them other than when they're right in front of me. But it's like in a place like LA where I think there are plenty of great people in LA that are very nice. And I know that I say that as someone who has had the benefit and the privilege of having done things, and maybe some people are only nice to you because they think they can get things from you. Like I'm fully aware that that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think like if you have to come up in LA, it's going to be really hard to wipe the slate clean on everybody who was potentially terrible to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like the idea that at the same time you book your first movie, you have to mentally wipe the slate clean of everyone that you're going to see, that you used to see, that you know treated you terribly.
Yeah, you have to like kind of like level up each time. You have to, it was like a Pokemon evolution. You're a new thing now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, and people will actually look at you crazy if you hold a very reasonable drug grudge. Like
drug, that was the most
accurate
Freudian slip.
If
because grudge is a drug, holding on to a grudge.
If you hold on to a completely understandable grudge,
yeah,
people will be like, "Man, this guy's like a dick."
Yeah, yeah,
but it's like, no, you. You were so mean.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's that thing if you have to erase it, because then those people might treat you different now that you have a thing. You know what I mean? I mean, we've both had it. You know, suddenly comics, they treat you different. You get one thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't have to be that big.
But that's my thing is that I'm like, man. The narrative also switches, because then people will be against you because now that person's being nice to you. So they're like, I was so nice to him and he was so mean to me. And it's like, yeah, but you didn't say about before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I have not had many experiences like that. I've had a few, and I think while I don't really even begrudge them, because I do understand where they were coming from, because they went to that party to try to get something from someone off
right.
That party.
Yeah.
And I had nothing to offer. So then when someone introduces us and then they, you know, don't make eye contact and like don't shake my hand or anything like that, just sort of turn around. It's like, all right, that's like a memorable level of being rude.
Mm-hmm.
But look, to a certain degree, it's not something I would do. I'd like to think I'll never behave that way. But if this person is like a real adult, with kids that's trying to pay a mortgage and trying to sell his movie so that he can make money, because it's the only way he knows how to make money, and he's trying to like find as many people as he can, and then this 25-year-old is getting introduced to him who has done, you know, pretty much nothing in the industry or whatever, it's like, yeah, a part of me gets that. It's not how someone should behave.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like, If you are trying your best to be like gracious enough, you can see how a person can be there, and not even out of ego, out of desperation.
Right.
Like I actually don't have time to chit chat. This is like,
yeah,
this is it. Because I think a lot of people forget that a huge portion of Hollywood is the entertainment version of Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
I think that I think a lot of people would give a bit more grace to some of these, like, you can call some of them celebrities, but like a lot of these people that work in it that just seem psychotic when you see how, like, everything was working out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had booked so many things, and then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And now they're not a hot commodity anymore. Yeah. So now they're trying to hustle their way into even being able to do their creative skill.
Right.
And so then, yeah, along the way, they're like, oh, you what do you want? Who are you?
Yeah. It's just funny you say that, because I just saw like a tweet today or something that was, we need to be a little more fair on celebrities for seeming crazy, because imagine anyone you know having a giant profile written about them and what they would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, they are just people. We all sound crazy. And then put it in a town like that. But,
and also, I think that, you know, some people don't help themselves. Because I think that there are some people who do double down. And I think doubling down is a human instinct, especially if you think you're right the first time.
Right.
Because if somebody thinks they're right and you ask them again immediately.
Right.
There's been no time to grow.
Yeah.
There's been no time to learn. You haven't even heard what you might sound like.
Mm-hmm.
You just said it and you think you're right. So when someone immediately asks you to repeat it the next day, of course you're going to be like, yeah, no, I said what I said.
Yeah.
And it's only in hindsight with, you know, some of it might be disingenuous. I think some of it is clearly, oh, I'm losing money. I should apologize, or I should be quiet about what I think, or, you know, whatever it is. Right. But I do think that, you know, as someone who's been alive long enough to have friends who have changed, I do think that some of it is straight up like, oh man, yeah, I didn't see it that way. I guess I had never talked to anyone who saw it that way, so I didn't see it that way. Yeah. Yeah, something to think about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you couldn't live in LA?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now is different. Now I could. But I just mean like off of nothing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a hard town for if you're in the entertainment too, because then you have to think like, then that's a whole city of work kind of.
Yeah. And also too many people are in entertainment the thing with New York that makes it dope is that, yeah, some people are in entertainment, but some people are like the best glass blowers in the world.
Yeah.
And that's all they do. And they're like, no, I do interior design and I blow my glass
It's just a whole world. It's a whole, it's a whole microcosm. I mean, not even micro because it's giant, but it's like, it's just all of humanity, every job, every experience in one place, truly.
Yeah.
Like, because, and like, it is like every fucking job. It's like, you don't have a lot of those jobs in Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, what some people do, you know, but.
No. So that's the part that's really been tough. Is accepting about myself that, like, and I think it's a thing you also think about yourself when you're young. It's like a naive thing to think of, like, no, I'll just like be me anywhere. I'll just do me so hard that it won't matter where I am.
See, I guess I never really had that. I get what you're saying, but I never fully had that. My thing was like, I never really knew where I wanted to end up, and I honestly never felt at home anywhere. If that makes sense. Like, not like I didn't feel welcome, or like, obviously, you know, living with my parents, like, I'm like, this is my home. But I also knew, I'm like, well, I'm going to get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wait to get out of my hometown when I was graduating high school.
Mm-hmm.
I also kind of just picked Chicago because it was like, I knew I wanted to go to film school. They had some good ones there. And it was like, well, I knew it wasn't that far away, because I definitely knew at that age I was not ready for a New York or an LA. Like, I didn't even consider those, because I'm like, that's too much. That's too much right away. And I'd been to New York once before, but I was like, that's going to be too big of a change. And it was, I wanted to be able to drive home still, you know, because I was young. So I kind of picked Chicago because I'm like, well, I've already been to Minneapolis. I've never been to Chicago. Let's go do that, you know. But even in Chicago, I lived there. And, you know, was there in college and then moved back, you know, when you and I met. So I lived in Chicago for like a total of 9 years. And like, I always liked it. I always knew I never wanted to like end up there, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, it's never really felt like home a little bit. And like, even back now in Iowa, like, I even have times where I'm just like, I'm like, I don't know, is this where I want to be? But it's also, I do appreciate it though. I like the life me and Jess have. And so, you know what I mean? So it's like, but I've never had that. I've never had the like, the like thought, like the decision of like, I want to end up somewhere like this. I want to end up in blank. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. I never, so that's why I don't know. I don't know if I could like live anywhere. I don't know if I feel like it would be so easy to make me miserable some places. But some places I think, like you say, like a Tucson, Arizona, there was time I thought about moving to like Arizona or something from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck, I'll just move to the desert.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture you in the desert. You think you'd like it?
I don't know. That was also my weirdest place where I was like, I'm like, maybe I just quit comedy. I just go get a job. Because I was in a place at that point where like I wanted to go. My goal was to just move somewhere where no one would know me, which that's like not a great, that's not a great headspace to,
yeah, it's a,
to
it's
go
a,
somewhere in.
I don't know. It's a pretty a jarring thing to say.
It's a little grim.
Because you've not killed a person. So I don't really know. Yeah. Yeah.
It was before I moved back home from Chicago.
You also didn't say start over. You said, I want to go to a place where no one knows me.
Well, I was pretty fucking broke. There was no starting over. There was just taking this shit show on the road, you know?
I guess so, but like, yeah, I'm with you.
I told you. That was the weird headspace that was in, you know, didn't know about, you know, comedy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it speaks to a very specific thing because a lot of people want to move where they at least know one person so that there's one person they could hang out with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So to say the specific words, I think I'm hung up on the, like, is semantics the right word? I'm hung up on exactly what you said, not the feeling behind it.
Well, and I can tell you exactly where, I mean, it was coming from, like, we've talked about this before, but it was like, I felt shame about moving back to Iowa because then it felt like, am I moving back and I'm, you know, I failed at what I went to do and now I'm back at my hometown. You know what I mean? There was all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at that point, my close friends from college lived in Chicago too. So everyone I knew was in Chicago and there was a city I had to get out of at that place, you know, where I was. And so it was just kind of like, I don't know, just like, do I need to? And it's also like, that was back when I was feeling all shameful about my comedy career, feeling like I was wasting my time and blah, 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 blah. All the bad depression shit I was going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was just like a, It was a place of starting over, but from like a, like from a truly like ground up level of like, let me get away from everything I think I like. Cause I didn't even know what I liked at that point anymore. Like it was, I was pretty fucked up mentally at that time. I mean, you probably remember, but
I mean, it also sounds like you were trying to get away from any form of expectations.
That's a huge part of it.
But like, yeah, it would just be very Kill Bill of you to choose Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. Because
I was going to get some swords.
Yeah, because you've just never given off Tucson. So that's why it feels so,
I mean, it
random.
Wasn't specifically Tucson, but it was like, think about like Arizona or something like that. Because I'd gone down there for that trip I did, like the Grand Canyon. And it was just like, I did just kind of like how it felt down there and stuff. But
yeah, it's beautiful.
But it maybe also was just because that was the first nice thing I had done for myself in a couple of years.
It's,
you know?
It's honestly pretty great. Like, gonna be going to Tucson later in the year.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
right.
Looking forward to it.
Well, shit, if you're down there, show me some houses.
There's Tucson.
It's never too late, baby.
And Phoenix, yeah.
We've done Phoenix before.
Did we?
Yeah, last year, CB Live or whatever it was.
That was last year.
Maybe it was 2 years ago. That might have been 2 years ago. You might be right.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, I know what you mean though. Yeah, it's gonna be good to go back. I'm excited.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun.
And maybe I'll stay this time.
Yeah, maybe you will.
Sell turquoise or whatever people do.
I don't get why. Yeah. Like you saying, you know, moving to Tucson would be like me saying I'm moving to Oakland. You'd be like, why? You've never mentioned this before.
I think a big part of it too is I was trying to pick a, I was like, I started really thinking about places that had nothing to do with like the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was also like a that was back when I was like, do I need to just get away from this? Do I need to just figure out who I am outside of comedy? Because I'd spent so much time thinking about that and there was mm-hmm. a disillusion with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is just like, fuck it, I'll go to the desert and, I don't know, be a handyman.
Living.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Kevin Bacon and Tremors. I'm just a general, just... anything you need, handyman in a town of 12.
Yeah. Wow.
That's wow. The dream.
That's a lot.
Is the dream till them goddamn worms show up.
Mm-hmm. Thank y'all so much for listening. Thank you for being part of the Patreon. Thank you for supporting us. And we will be back with another episode soon.
Soonish.